They are iconic symbols of hope and guidance, the object of artists and craftsmen, the obsession of enthusiasts. They are lighthouses of the Gulf Coast. Lighthouses dot the Gulf Coast from the Florida Keys to the tip of Texas. But their story begins in the Northern Gulf, in the region bounded by Mobile Bay to the west and Apalachee Bay to the east. For people in the desert regions of Mali, seeing an elephant is considered good luck. But for the 350 elephants that survive in the desert sands of Gourma, luck has been running out. Their numbers are just half of what they were 5 years ago. Watering holes are crowded. Grasslands are under stress. And the acacia trees the elephants depend on for food are becoming harder to find. They will also teach more organizations about this groundbreaking method of saving so that even more communities can benefit. Saving for Change is not only about saving money. It's about empowering communities and changing women's role in the family and society. In the midst of this maze of shops is an ancient pagoda that's barely standing. Up the steps, inside the deepest, darkest corner, is the crematorium where Denis, her grandmother, and her 12-year-old brother Danvin live. It's a horrific living situation. The floor is constantly flooded. So they sleep and eat on a raised wooden bed. A few feet away is the oven where thousands of bodies have been burned. In the midst of the French Revolution, within a Swiss laboratory, a French doctor created a cure-all medicinal tonic derived from three main herbs: Artemisia absinthium, or grand wormwood, green anise, and sweet fennel. The tonic was later utilized by French soldiers fighting in Algeria to ward off the effects of malaria, and found its way into the Parisian Café Society of the late 1800s and early 1900s, a period later to become known as La Belle Époque, the beautiful era. Absinthe became one of the most fashionable spirits of Western world, and one of the most controversial drinks of all time.